Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea has elected a conservative president. Like Trump, he said he's ready to shake things up. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Sung-yeol said Thursday he would solidify an alliance with the United States, build up a powerful military, and strongly cope with North Korean provocations. The president-elect translated by Arirang News.
I've been fighting corruption and crimes that give people pain, and I will equally stand up against those forces harming the nation's constitution.
High-level peace talks in Turkey bear no results. Ukraine's foreign minister said he discussed a 24-hour ceasefire with his Russian counterpart, but no progress was made as Moscow's representative defended its invasion and said it was going as planned. Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba said he secured no promise from Russia's Sergei Lavrov to halt firing so aid could reach civilians, including the main humanitarian priority, evacuating hundreds of thousands of people trapped in harm's way. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland today to shore up solidarity with Polish President Duda.
I want to be very clear. The United States and Poland are united in what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Disgraced actor Jussie Smollett will earn his fate today for faking a racial attack and blaming President Trump supporters.
3 months after a jury found Jussie Smollett guilty of lying to police in a staged attack, the Empire actor will return to court to hear his sentencing. Smollett was convicted of 5 of 6 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police. He was acquitted on a 6th count. He faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison per count. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
With the exception of Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, and American Samoa, it's daylight savings time this weekend. USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Congress finally delivers a budget this week, and NASA gets most of what it wants. Congress will provide NASA with a budget of $24 billion. That's about $700 million more than NASA received for fiscal year 2021. The group Voter GA released evidence on how election results were electronically manipulated in Georgia. During a press conference, the organizer's co-founder, Garland Favorito, outlined the investigation's findings of a cloud computing scheme that was used in Fulton County's general election.
Every vote has some type of a manipulation problem. Literally every vote in Fulton County had some type of a manipulation problem. We know that the ballots are not going to add up to the election results, but we honestly don't know what the real election results are in Fulton County. And I can tell you, Fulton County doesn't know what they are. All 374,128 in-person ballot images from the 524,000 that Fulton certified, they're all missing. All 370, these are all the in-person votes, all the in-person ballot images are missing. And that's the violation of federal and state law. Well, we also have 132,284 mail-in ballot images that cannot be authenticated either because they're missing their authentication files.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Dan Schultz is with us right now, the elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman and state committeeman, a veteran and an attorney, an author with 10 years experience in the political trenches. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the last time we were on, I was especially connected with you on your strategy and enlightening our audience about how conservatism can reclaim its rightful and needful position in the culture and in the body politic. And you have been a man of your word. It's more than just talking about it. You've actually done it, and you've been building teams across the country, and they are responding. You know, give us an update and tell us what's going on.
Well, what the focus is on is there's a schedule all across the country in every state. Each state is unique with respect to how its political parties are structured and dates for which you can participate. There's a window when you can get into the actual party apparatus as a volunteer. And so that's happening at different times around the country. And what I've been pushing is for people, like, for example, in Minnesota, the Republican Party of Minnesota just had its initial caucus meetings at the precinct level. And if you wanted to get involved at the precinct level in Minnesota, you would attend one of these caucus meetings for your voting precinct. And then volunteer to say, I'd like to represent the Republican voters of this precinct in the apparatus of the organization of the Republican Party. So it'll be a liaison officer, so to speak. So doing that, you then get voting rights inside the party itself to cast votes for your county chairman, for example, and for the people who then serve on the state executive committee and vote for the chairman of the party. It, how that works is unique in every state. There are bylaws that the members of the party over the years develop and vote on. Those are the rules, so to speak, of the law of the party, the body politics of the party organization. That's what we've been urging people to do. And here in Arizona, I just found out yesterday, I got the latest numbers. We went from, after the August 2020 primary election, which is the last time we had an election of precinct committeemen, since that time, you could volunteer to fill a vacancy through just a volunteer process in Maricopa County. You fill out a form and you say, I volunteer to fill a vacancy. Please appoint me. And then it's up to the county chair to appoint. Well, we've gone from 36% of our slots being filled to the greatest number, I think, ever. We have 72% of our Republican precinct.
Wow. That's huge.
Filled. Yeah, it is huge. Whereas is the huge. Democrats are at like 24%. So we've made great strides. And And then statewide, we've gone from about 36% after the 2020 primary. We are now up statewide to 63.5%. And two of our counties are at 100% strength, Cochise.
Unbelievable.
And, mm-hmm. and Graham County. So it's working. It's working.
Dan, is part of the result, first of all, I mean, you're bringing this to light. You know, your efforts and telling people, look, you got to understand the rules of the game. And so you're educating people about the rules of the game. But I got to believe the second motivating factor has got to be that people figure, look, we have got to protect the integrity of the voting process. Clearly what happened in 2020, people can say whatever they want to say. Bill Barr can go on TV and say whatever he wants to say. But he, you know, in everything that he says, I don't hear any empirical evidence that said he's done his homework. It's just kind of like his opinion. You know what I'm saying? But the people at a local level know that there's something fishy that happened in 2020. You don't have 1,000 sworn affidavits of discrepancies in these different states to cause you to wonder if voter fraud took place or not. So my question to you, is that helping to jettison this kind of response?
Yeah, I think it is, because another thing that... if you become a precinct committeeman, then there's a learning curve, and you learn how the party works. And one of the things that the party does, which I've been doing for the last 10 years, is when it comes time for the election cycle and the elections to actually take place, you can be a volunteer poll watcher on behalf of the party, where you get to go on behalf of the county chair. And again, how this operates varies from state to state. But here in Arizona, you volunteer. There's a little bit of a training. And then you get to go sit in the polling place and watch the workers do what they're supposed to do and check whether or not are they, if, like, we have a voter ID requirement here in Arizona. Are they actually asking and looking at the
ID,
the voter,
right.
The ID, mm-hmm. and eyeballing, are they really doing that? And then making sure that it's the person who's on the voter roll. I've done that as a volunteer. I've been lucky enough to be able to take the day off on election day and do that, both for the primary and for the general election. So you can volunteer to do that. We never have enough volunteers. But in Virginia, when we just had the election in Virginia, for the first time ever, they had 90 to 95% of the those volunteer slots filled because people knew that something was fishy in 2020 with our presidential election. So people were coming out of the woodwork, becoming precinct committeemen, and also volunteering to be poll watchers. And then you can also be a paid poll worker. And again, it varies from state to state, but there's never enough. Here in Maricopa County, we never have enough. We're going to have enough this go around, I'm confident, because people are realizing, oh my goodness, we've been asleep at the switch. We're not minding the store. I've got to do something. And so the other thing that's really helped this movement recently is President Trump endorsed the precinct strategy on February 27th. Sunday, February 27th, he sent out a press release saying, hey, I just learned about this movement, this nationwide movement to fill all the vacant precinct committee slots of our party, and I endorse what Dan Schultz is doing in precinctstrategy.com. So that's helped immensely as well.
Well, wow, that's awesome that, you know, experience defines preference. And as you said, that's, you know, quite the success that happened in Virginia. And it reinforces the importance of these positions and also in maintaining and making sure that every vote counts. The Democratic Party will say they want to make sure every vote counts, but their actions do not really back that up, do they?
It doesn't seem to be the case. No, they don't think like conservatives do. It seems, you know, there's this saying, you know, the ends justify the means, mm-hmm. and I don't think that way, and I don't think most conservatives think that way. We believe in law and order. We believe in following the rules. We believe in right and wrong, and not winning at all costs in elections.
Dan, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up on the other side when we come back. More from Dan Schultz after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dan Schultz, the elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman and state committeeman, a veteran and an attorney and author with 10 years in the political trenches. And we're talking about a strategic approach toward defeating rhinos. I mean, we've got to rebuild the Republican Party. Donald Trump shook it up. There was no doubt about it. And a lot of the rhinos got exposed, and they think maybe they're hiding now. now behind the skirts of the Democratic Party. But, you know, Dan, the fact is that we're seeing them for what they're worth, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are. And something just happened here in Arizona last Thursday out of the blue. I got the next day on Friday. Somebody found out about it and called me and texted me and sent me some documents on it. Our state legislature in Arizona passed a bill last Thursday doing away with the election of precinct committees. And I was flabbergasted when it happened. Instead of us, you know, like I said earlier, we have the greatest number of elected and appointed precinct committeemen of the Republican Party ever. And they undid the whole thing in one day with emergency legislation, and now they're all saying, "Well, we didn't know what we were voting on." And what we learned from that was they don't read the bills, and they just do what their leadership tells them to do. And what happened was they went from us using the primary election system like we've always done for as long as I know. That's the way we've been doing it. They undid it, and they said, okay, now the county chairs get to appoint just one person per precinct. So, like in Maricopa County, we have right now over 5,000 precinct committeemen. But now, moving forward, after this election cycle into the 2022 through 2024 time period, we're only going to be allowed to have a single precinct committeeman per precinct. Well, we have 748 precincts. So instead of having over 5,000 precinct committeemen, we'll only have 748. And they won't even be elected by the voters. They'll be appointed by fiat by the county chairs, whoever the county chairs want. So today and tomorrow and yesterday, they're working on trying to undo this because there was a huge outcry.
I bet.
Yeah, tremendous outcry by precinct committeemen and people like me. And so I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that it gets undone. If it doesn't get undone, then what we can do as a party, because political parties are private organizations, they're not part of the government. Precinct committeemen are not public officials, they're members of a private organization. What we could do is we could do informally our own, like you guys do in Minnesota, we could do caucus meetings at the precinct level. And maybe we'll end up doing that, but we'll see. But the key is we've got to participate in this process. There's not enough of us participating.
Dan, help me understand. So this action was done by the Republican Party?
Yes, we have a Republican majority in both the House and the Senate in Arizona legislature, and we have a Republican governor. And I'll say that we have Republicans with quotes around Republican, because some of these Republicans apparently really aren't Republicans, but they run as Republicans.
Why would they do this, Dan? I mean, this is like, I mean, you're giving up your advantage. You've been working 10 years worth of effort to bring it to this point, and with one fell swoop, they just wipe that out, and which is to their injury. How does that support the cause of the Republican Party and conservatives?
Your guess is as good as mine. As I said, I was flabbergasted when I found out about it. I actually couldn't believe that it was true. I said, no, this can't be true. They couldn't have done that, but they did. And then the explanation has been from our Senate President, Karen Pant. Out of one side of her mouth, she starts off, I was on a call with about 200, close to 300 people on Sunday night. And she came on for 9 minutes. She didn't take any questions. And she started off by saying, this law that we passed does not change anything. We will still have elected precinct committee. And then after she said that, she said, but we're going to fix it. That doesn't, you know, those two things are at loggerheads.
Yes, exactly.
If it didn't change anything, there's nothing to fix. I really don't understand what happened. It's puzzling.
Now, what are the Democrats doing? Are they doing exactly the same thing, or are they just...
They'll have the same problem, but they don't seem to care. And again, the Democrats are a little bit different than the Republicans. We really, really rely on the volunteer precinct committeemen to help get out the vote for our candidates and,
right.
and do the poll work and poll work, poll watching and poll working and all that. We really do. The Democrats, they've got something else going for them, and it's the public employee union.
Yes.
The public employees, they can take the day off and get paid and on election day, and they take advantage of the public employee union. The teachers union, you know, you name it, whatever level of government, there's government employees, many of them are Democrats, and they rely heavily on them. So, but they're affected by this as well, and you would think that they would want to vote to repeal it as well, but from what I'm hearing is, they may not go along with the repeal. It takes a two-thirds vote for emergency legislation to get it enacted. And this was virtually unanimous what they did last Thursday for both Democrats and Republicans. I think Democrats knew what was going on. The Republicans apparently didn't. Or maybe they did. I don't know.
It
just doesn't make any sense. But now to undo it, it will be really difficult. And Governor Ducey doesn't have to sign it. If he decides not to sign it, then it won't get undone.
It won't get undone. I mean, it just goes into effect.
If they don't repeal what they did, then moving forward, we're going to have it only applies to the 2022 through 2024 election cycle. After that, it expires. But this, for whatever reason they passed it, I don't understand it at all, but it seems like it's a direct assault on the concept of precinct committeemen getting involved in the party. And like I said, if they don't fix it, I'm going to talk to the party chair, Kelly Ward, and some of the other people in the party, and I'm going to try to convince them, why don't we just do caucuses? We can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it privately. So,
Dan, do you think that because President Trump endorsed the precinct strategies, that maybe it became a target for these rhinos?
That very well might be the case. I don't have any evidence to support
it. It just doesn't seem to make sense otherwise.
Right. So that very well might be the case. Very well might be the case.
I'll tell you, this is incredible. But this, it's tough enough that the Democrats are getting away and changing the rules, and as my good friend DeRoy Murdoch refers to them as the party of cheaters and fraudsters. I mean, clearly this is what they do, and it's like the Republicans are, joining up with them just to make it that much more confusing and to disenfranchise conservative voters. Dan Schultz has been our guest, the elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman. Dan, how can they be in touch?
The best thing to do for themselves and for their children and for the country, go to precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. That's my website. There's something there for every state. Read and study what I've got there. It's all based on what I learned in seventh grade. I've got tutorial videos. You can order my little book. Very inexpensive. I think every seventh grader ought to be reading this book. It's very short and to the point, and it teaches you basic American civics and how to participate in our Republican form of government.
Well, great job, Dan. Appreciate all the hard work. Thank you so much. You take care.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Bye-bye.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea has elected a conservative president. Like Trump, he said he's ready to shake things up. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Sung-yeol said Thursday he would solidify an alliance with the United States, build up a powerful military, and strongly cope with North Korean provocations. The president-elect translated by Arirang News.
I've been fighting corruption and crimes that give people pain, and I will equally stand up against those forces harming the nation's constitution.
High-level peace talks in Turkey bear no results. Ukraine's foreign minister said he discussed a 24-hour ceasefire with his Russian counterpart, but no progress was made as Moscow's representative defended its invasion and said it was going as planned. Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba said he secured no promise from Russia's Sergei Lavrov to halt firing so aid could reach civilians, including the main humanitarian priority, evacuating hundreds of thousands of people trapped in harm's way. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. Great to have all these guests today. I mean, this is just unbelievable, the talent here and, you know, the knowledge that they bring forth, you know, starting, of course, DeRoy is a regular, and it's always an honor to have DeRoy with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, and talking about all things political, all things happening in our government. And, you know, kind of to give you the sense of confidence that, you know, your eyes are not lying to you. I mean, the facts are there. It's right clear and reinforced by Megan Barr, too, that, you know, we see the fruit of this this evil tree that's coming about. And I don't blame you for being shocked, thinking, wait a minute, what happened to our democratic republic? Well, remember what Benjamin Franklin, how he responded to that woman who asked him after, you know, one of the conventions, the early congressional conventions that they met in setting up the government, and said, OK, what kind of government do we have? And he says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. I mean, wow. Boy, do those words echo through the history, you know, of our country. They knew what they were doing was something quite revolutionary. That we weren't going to have a king. We were going to make the people. They took the org chart. For those of you who are familiar with the traditional org chart, that has the chief executive officer and the president at the top of the pinnacle, and then everybody else underneath, right? So it's kind of a top-down type of governance. And what our founding fathers had done in their wisdom, and I believe God inspired, said, hey, we're going to turn that org chart upside down. We're going to put the people at top. And the elected officials as servants of the people. That was always the intent. But, of course, human nature being what it is, you know, they want to be served and not to serve, right? I mean, this is what Jesus came and how he exampled servanthood to us. It's not going to be the servant of all. If you want to be first, be a servant. And this is counterintuitive. Because we're in this dog-eat-dog kind of race for humanity on the hamster wheel of life, thinking, oh, you know, somehow he with the most toys wins.
But then those who have the most toys, when it's time for them to move on to eternity, realize that, wow, what they would have given up, what kind of toys would they have given up in order to have, you know, deeper relationships and a stronger family and, you know, a legacy to pass on to the next generation that could carry on really the essence and the quality, the essential qualities and values for a healthy country, healthy families, you know, what they would have given. And you hear that time and time again. As one pastor says, you know, when people die, it's not like there's a U-Haul behind the hearse, right? Carrying all their stuff with them. You know, we laugh about it, but, you know, are we willing to do something about it? As Percy McRae, you know, spelled out, you know, are we willing to really do a deep dive into our lives and say, okay, look at, something's got to give. You know, we all appreciate that we're not perfect. We're doing the best we can. But if we're going to do something different, then, hey, get ready. You know, get ready. And we've got to reconcile ourselves with the truth. That's where it all begins. You know, it's like, you know, I mentioned this T-shirt that we had printed up for this convention here. Have a God Day. And I wanted to remind everybody, and on the back is our logo, and I wanted to remind everybody of, I believe, the prescription that God gave us so many years ago about what happens when you find yourself in chaos. What happens, the very same thing that America finds itself in right now, what do you do? Do you look to a president? Do you look to some other elected official, some other, you know, influencer that is going to be the way? Or do we look to God? You know, God's real clear. He says, look at it. You know, with me, it you know, comes certain benefits. And they're clearly prescribed. I mean, here's the God of the universe who created it all, right? Created you with a divine purpose. And he, it's his plan. You know, this is his popcorn stand. Everybody else are just stewards, you know, trying to, you know, do the best they can, so to speak. But if you're not connected with God, you really can't do your best. And it's really not about your best anyway. It's really about God's best working through you if you're surrendered. That's a difficult thing to do because, you know, it's counterintuitive. You know, hey, look, it's my choice, my world, you know, this is my life. I mean, it's not God's life, you know, that kind of attitude. But for those of us who have experienced enough about life and realize that that's kind of farcical, that, you know, there is much more to life, you know, because as Peggy Lee sang years ago, now I'm dating myself, you go, oh, my gosh, she remembers Peggy Lee. You know, is that all there is? And so many people get to that point in life where they go, wow, is this all there is? Well, under the sun and thinking of the things that are of this world, they're pretty empty and they do run out. And you will come to that question, you know, is that all there is? But the true legacy and eternity comes with God and his plan and purpose for all of us. And therein lies this great opportunity. And here we are, a country that was born out of spirituality, out of religious understanding. You know, people are quick to talk about the pilgrims. I mean, you know, the founding fathers, but I say, what about the pilgrims? I mean, the pilgrims were the ones that, you know, blame it on the pilgrims. They're the ones that went to God. They actually had the audacity. Can you believe these guys? They had the audacity to think, oh, well, hey, maybe if we ask God, maybe we pray to God and say, hey, God, can you give us a country? Is there a possibility? I mean, for about 12 years or something, you know, they were exiled out of their own homeland. And they're praying to God. They're searching and saying, God, can you honor, you know, this prayer? Can you honor this prayer? For 12 years, they're praying. Say, can we have a place? We just want to worship you freely. We don't want to be oppressed. We don't want to be persecuted. We just want to have the ability to worship you freely. Is that possible? And God sends them on their merry way across the Atlantic. They end up there in at Plymouth Rock. But even before then, they're out there still praying. But God honored their prayer. And therein lies the birth and the genesis of this great country. And as this country continued to acknowledge God and divine providence, because that carried on, you know, 100 years plus later, with the founding fathers, those that you regard like Madison and Adams and Franklin, Washington, you regard them as our founding fathers, they understood. And George Washington was real clear, but for the divine providence, I mean, time and again, here they are fighting an American Revolution, this war against the most powerful military force on the planet,
I mean, in some regards, you can't help but look at Ukraine, and here they are being overpowered by this military force, the Russians. But for the hand of God. And I believe the hand of God, if you can see it, is evident, even what's happening in Ukraine. Because the Russians thought in and of themselves they were going to plow right through that country. Everybody was going to just buckle and let them go. But this is a time. You know, this is a decision time and appointed time that it's not only men, but nations have, just like they did pre-World War I and pre-World War II, when evil forces raised its head. Okay, are we going to meet that time, or are we going to miss it? History would say whenever we miss the appointed time, it's quite costly. And I believe we've missed some times along the way. That's why it's so complicated, why we're seeing so many people dying unnecessarily, because the backbone of the nations, not only in and around Ukraine, but leading nations, particularly us, the United States. You know, you hear me say often that, you know, people say, well, you know, we're not the police of the world. Well, I kind of understand where you get there, but, you know, that's not for you to say. You know, what was it? You know, why did God allow America to come about? And when you look back historically and connect the dots and see what we offered not only to America, but to the world. And here we are right now. We find ourselves in a rare atmosphere. Because at a time when other nations are looking for America's leadership and our level of morality, even though you know, morality, you know, what is that? I mean, America's probably more amoral than moral, and I can appreciate that argument. But our level of morality, because we were a Judeo-Christian founded nation, this is what our morality is based on, and this is what has protected this country. It's protected other countries. It is the ethos, really, the essential DNA of America. And this is why we're grieving, is because there's this sense of loss, that we've lost our way. But we can find our way again. And the first step that we must make is we must turn, as the prescription says. We must humble ourselves. We must turn from our wicked ways.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. With us right now, Missy Robertson. Yes, of A&E's Duck Dynasty, and author of a new book, Because You're My Family, from Brave Books. We're excited to talk about her and about the new book and things that are all things Duck Dynasty. Missy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a ride for you. I mean, for the family, it's hard to think. It almost just seems like yesterday. But 11 seasons of Duck Dynasty, wow. It's been a ride, huh?
Yes, I'm tired now again just thinking about it.
Well, I'm sorry to remind you. I didn't mean to.
No, but, it was a wonderful experience, but it was very unique in many ways.
Well, and your family and all that you did in the series has really been such a blessing for families at large, for people of faith. I mean, do you realize the impact that your family has made, or is it just so massive that you just it's hard to take it all in?
I'm not sure we'll ever know the impact. We hear a lot of wonderful things from people, I mean, since the beginning of the show, even until now. So it's always good to hear that you've influenced people, even in their thoughts. And in the way they live, the way they teach their children, just refocusing them on family and on God. If that's what we did, I don't know that we'll ever know the full impact until we get to heaven. But that will be cool to see. For sure.
Exactly. Well, I'm surprised there isn't a longer line to your mom and your mom's house, your mother-in-law's house, for her biscuits. I mean, everybody's heard about her biscuits, right?
Yeah, well, they have a gate now.
Oh.
There was a line. They had to put up a gate.
Well, that'll do it. No, I mean, hey, probably shot a little setup, knowing your father-in-law, I'm surprised he hasn't set up a little, little kiosk out there selling mama's biscuits or something, on the side as a side hustle, just saying. I probably shouldn't even suggest that, so. In fact, I only thought I was thinking, and I'm sorry if I said that out loud.
Well, no, actually, that's one of the wonderful things about even the book that I've written is I've been able to share Miss Kay's carrot cake recipe with a lot of people, and her cream cheese icing, which is the best in the entire world. So it's in her cookbook, but it's also listed here and talked about in the children's book that I wrote.
See, Grandma Kay wants her little cut here, see? So you had royalties on on the cheesecake recipe, right? Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Missy, because you're my family, why this book?
Well, it's about unconditional love, and it is a very simplistic way to share with your children about exactly what unconditional love is. It kind of, rolls off our tongue as an adult, but with our children, they don't really understand the difference in loving their favorite toy and loving their mom and dad. They think that that's kind of all the same, but it's completely different, even though we use the same word. And so this book has a little story about Valor, who's a tiger, and he's adopted in a previous book that's in the same series by lion parents. And so he understands that he was taken in by them, and he kind of, in this book, he disobeys his mom and runs away to the edge of the yard and says, no, he doesn't really even like his family. He wishes he had a different family, and he just wants to run away. But he disobeys her and then starts feeling guilty, a little like he's going to get in trouble. The storms come, and he realizes, uh-oh, I am in trouble. Now I'm out here on my own, weathering the rain and the storms, when all of a sudden his parents show up and rescue him, bring him back in to the warmth and the safety of his home. And he asked his dad, he says, Daddy, why did you save me? All I've done today is pout and disobey. And here's the premise of the book. His dad says, I don't love you because you obey me. I love you because you're my son. And nothing can ever change that. So this book is about love in terms of we don't have to prove it in our family by our actions, thank goodness, because we all mess up and we're all flawed. Thank goodness we don't have to prove our love, but we are unconditionally loved just because of who we are, just because we're family. And so that is such a simplistic view, but sometimes it's really hard to convey that to our children when in the busyness of everyday life, we're disciplining, we're punishing, we're putting them in line, it's all of that day-to-day, moment-by-moment, hour-by-hour chaos and busyness. We forget sometimes we need to stoop down, look them in the eye and say, no matter what you do, even when you disappoint me, even when you disobey, I'm always going to love you. And this book kind of helps us to stop and share that with our children.
That's what our father does, doesn't he?
Yes.
I mean, you really have captured the heart of the father in this, express that.
Yes. Yes. I mean, what greater love did he have for us than giving up his own son for us? Because we are his family. We are his children. So you talk about unconditional love. That's where our children are going to learn that. So the greater message is mirroring what the Father did for us. He created us. He knows us inside and out. He knows we're going to mess up. He provided a way out of that through his Son. And no matter what we do, he's going to love us. Such security in that.
Well, without a doubt. And Missy, you know, what comes to mind too in hearing you relate this is the conversation between Jesus and Peter. After Peter, he said, hey, I don't even know you. I don't know this guy. And which, Jesus said, hey, you're going to deny me, three times. Well, in fact, it happened. It broke his heart. And he has a time to reconnect with Jesus. And and Jesus tells him, hey, pal, you're still my guy. The deal's still on, which I think probably whatever was left hanging on a thread of his heart had to just fall to the ground at that moment. What do you think?
Well, and he even asked him, Peter, do you love me? Yes, I love you, Lord. Peter, do you love me? Of course I love you, Lord. Peter, third time, do you love me? Peter's been, a little frustrated. Lord, you know I love you. Well, do I? Because, three times you deny me. Although he didn't bring it back up. He didn't put it back in his face. But he made Peter say it three times and then said, now go. Feed my sheep, take care of my people. So even though in another premise and a little aspect of this book is just that, even though you've messed up, not only do I love you and you can always count on that, but you're going to have to go take care of your responsibility. Exactly. In this book, the father told the son, you have to go apologize to your mother for disobeying. Then you have to go do what she told you to do. So it's not just about wiping the slate clean. It's about moving forward and bettering yourself and taking care of your responsibility. And so, again, that's what the Lord has for us to do. Yes, we're going to mess up. It's not just an easy way out. We do have some responsibility, and that is to share with each other and to love, pass that love on vertically, not just vertically, but horizontally to all of those around us.
Yeah, because that's when healing takes place, doesn't it? I mean, you got healing that goes vertically and horizontally. And there was a reason why Jesus asked him three times, asked Peter three times, do you love me? And it was just whatever stronghold that Peter may have wanted to hold on to, thinking that he was unworthy for the mission and the ministry that God had for him, that God wanted to really obliterate that. In a very soft surgical sort of manner, because the other thing that comes to mind when you consider all the Bible heroes, I don't know of any one that was perfect, do you?
Far from it. You know, he used some of the wildest characters that we can imagine to show that you cannot be too far from the Lord where he cannot rescue you and he cannot use you for his glory. You know, another verse I thought of while you were explaining that was, that this is love, not that we love him, but that he loves us and gave himself for us. We can't even comprehend really what true love is. We can only see how much he loves us and try our best to relate to that.
Well, Missy, you and Jace have a new addition to your family, huh? Speaking of adoption.
We do. We have quite a few things going on right now in our home. A few years ago, not by paper, but she's ours, 18-year-old Karina from Nicaragua. She's been ours for the last 4 years, and she's about to graduate college and move on. We just got told today she took a job offer. So she is growing up for sure. And then we have a brand new grandbaby that is 3 months old this past week. So our house is very busy, accomplished, and we're super proud of everything that's going on with our kids and our grandchildren right now.
Well, you know, congratulations again with all that, you know, God has blessed you with and how you continue to, you know, pay it forward. And this book is quite the series because you're my family. I've got Saga 1. This is Book 8. From Brave Books. So this is quite the series. It's an interactive joy, by the way, and gets, you know, I love it from a grandparent side. I can't wait to see my kids in Hawaii, my grandkids there, so that we can walk through the process and go through all the discovery. This is quite ingenious that you've brought this into the fold as well. This is great. Great idea.
Well, Brave Books is responsible for this. This was their vision, and they just asked me to partner with them on this book about family and love, and I'm so honored that they did. It's, of course, a subject that's very, very close to our heart, and we tried to model this in our home, not flawlessly, but that's part of the whole growing in the process, and that's the point of the book. So we're all flawed. We're all going to mess up. We're all gonna make wrong decisions. But if we're not there for each other as a family, how can we expect anyone else to be? So we need to model that to our children.
Well, Missy Robertson has been our guest from A&E's Duck Dynasty, author of this new book, Because You're My Family, from Brave Books. We'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. And but I'm telling you, your kids, your grandkids are going to be absolutely blessed from it, without a doubt. Missy Robertson, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.